When you're wanting to run energy or make an energy connection with the real self rather than the unreal self, which is again one of the reasons why people become so confused, you have to immediately take this on board. Egypt, Tibet, certain spiritual centers are, if you like, energy portholes. If you were to look at the earth and see it pockmarked by deep or not so deep ravines or circles of energy, then you would begin to see how, even though you're in animal form, there is a consistent second by second, minute by minute connection with this other subtle energy world.
Particularly in these sites?
No, it's the actual energy connection is, if you like, running out like ley lines. And each human being is a ley line that radiates their own ley lines, or is a part of an energy running between all of them. However, if you like, if you think of human life, think of it as a big grand experiment where energy connections are immediately cut off soon after birth. It's almost like falling down into a deep, deep sleep. And the experiment is that, would you wake from the sleep? And to what degrees would you wake? And each life is, hopefully, as you have a number of different lives, you get to be able to run and configure energy better in each successive life. And that in itself is a very interesting experiment. The other thing that's very interesting is when they don't wake up. We assumed lots of different things would happen, and we're never able to predict how many will wake up and how many will sleep. Those that are waking, to what degree they will wake. But in order to help the process, if you like, there were a number of places put into operation where it would keep on feeding and potentiating this earth plane. The earth plane was completely separated energetically from the other planes. It's isolated because the experiment must work well. But in order to assist, certain portholes were allowed to come into place, and one of them was Egypt. The nature of Egypt, in contrast to Tibet, is that that energy porthole is actually a doorway. And that is where certain human beings or souls that had taken on board the mantle of being a human being could step from this physical plane of Earth, which is completely and utterly insulated, that's the experiment, step through the plane of insulation into the other planes, and backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. Now, the actual numbers that were involved in that were very small, very, very small indeed. And those that actually did walk between the two planes had to be protected. And the protection was at two levels: to be protected from those that were still sleeping, but also for those that were still sleeping to be protected from these individuals. One of the things that you would find is that if those outside of these energy portholes, which were the pyramids and the structures, were to catch sight of one of those that had made this transition backwards and forwards, they would not appear completely human. So that was part of the process. You can see that many of the structures in Egypt were put in place not just to protect these people that were walking between the two planes, but also to stop what was happening to seep out and destroy the experiment.